To item number five is our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Thomas?
Yes, we currently have items 14 through 17 listed as consent, but we're going to remove item number 14. You did receive a speaker card for that item, and I know the board members had some questions about it as well. So the items remaining on consent are 15, 16, and 17.
With that, Mr. Chair, I'll move the consent agendas, item 15, 16, and 17.
Second. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That motion carries. Mr. Thomas?
Yes. I also want to remove or point out to the, remind the board members that we have removed item 13 from the agenda. That is consideration of the panel. The panel's recommendation regarding cease and desist orders for Los Osos. We will not hear that item. It will be rescheduled for a meeting in San Luis Obispo.
And it looks like that meeting at this point is going to be May?
May 10th.
May 10th.
We're trying to arrange May 10th, yes.
And so we had been considering an April meeting for that, but just to make things easier on staff and the flow of paper in the office, we're going to double the May meeting up instead of creating another board meeting.
Mr. Chair, on the May 10th meeting, would that start at what time? 8:30, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock?
We haven't set a time yet. The message that I sent to all the board members was that it would probably be an all-day meeting.
Okay.
And Dr. Press, is your schedule okay for?
As I said, yes, I'll make the May 10th. And
okay, because if there was a day you had to choose, the one where we would be dealing with the Los Osos matters would be critical.
Yeah, I know that.
And the other day,
I know that. And
forego.
And yeah, I mean, I'll have a little baby at home, I'm sure we'll just leave it with Mama for a couple of days.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Well, you know, the other way we could do it would be put Los Osos on the 11th and have everything that we're going to have on the 11th on the 10th. If that's a problem for
no, okay. No, it's all right.
Okay. All right.